Now, you have a nickname, Tucky. Can you give me a rundown on how that developed? I guess there's a fun little story behind it.
Well, my sister was taken to Toronto to see a doctor. My mother had always kept me in little frilly dresses. I was only about a year old, a little more than a year. And she made me a lot of knitted suits because she didn't want them to have to keep me all dressed up in frilly dresses. So my brothers thought I looked so funny in the knitted suits that they started calling me Tuppy. Finally, one of the first words I ever said was Tucky, copying their name for me. And that's how I got my name. I've been called that ever since.
Okay. Now, you were born in Russia.
Right.
Can you tell me a little, and your name is Sayer, can you tell me a little bit of your family history, like what your father did, where you lived, what went on, what your family was there, the brothers and sisters?
Well, I have two brothers, Jeff and Jack, and a sister, Barbara. And the house was built, but they moved into it in 1918, I believe. And I was born in 21 in the house. Dr. Peters was the doctor who delivered me. And he had a very good life living in Rossick. We were very, very fortunate, really.
Mm-hmm. I think most people feel that Rossick people are fortunate.
Yeah,
it is. Now, your father, he
wasn't
living in Santa Fe at first. He came out
there before. No, well, they did, actually. They came to the park here in Santa Fe. And he rented us, Dr. Bates' place. And then they built, as they say, the all-year-round house. And, of course, he lived in that all summer as well as winter.
Your father was involved with lumber.
He was in lumber business.
Okay. Now, so you were basically here for the summer, for most of the time. So would
all of my life.
So you wouldn't have any memories of your
family
before?
Oh, the cabin said. You certainly skated on the river.
You did. You were involved with
that. Very much skated on the river. It froze to death. Mm-hmm. You could even ski across the river, and that was worse.
Would you ski to college? Lucky and pretty steep?
No, no snow on the ice. Mm-hmm. You know, you could ski across. I did most of my skiing, of course, up at the rink, you know, days when when we had the old wood stove and Mr. Dobbins ran the
house.
Yeah. The smell in there was something else.
Really? A sweat smell?
Yeah, wet socks and wet boots. We left her, we hung our skates there. We didn't take them home. We all hung our skates in there.
Oh, you did? Left them there, like, overnight?
Absolutely. Well, I have to skate there, mostly.
Oh, isn't that interesting? You told me that.
Yeah, well, that's what we did. No. We wanted to go skating in the river, because we had to go get them, but no, we always left our skates up there. Oh, everybody did. Helps all the way around the world.
And, it had a big
hot dog sun. Yeah. It was very warm in there. You know, when you got cold out there, you went in to get warm.
Did they have anything like that?
No, they didn't have anything.
A lot of stories and fun things must have been on that place.
Well, as I say, I don't remember what we had about to laugh with the old kids. But my brother, Jeff, had ice boats, and that was the coldest sport of all on the river.
So I've heard. Did you ever go
on? Yes, I did get out on it. Sometimes it's too cold for you. But you didn't have a lot of clothes to wear in those days compared to what you have to wear today.
Nice.
A leather jacket, you know, but it wasn't a heavy leather jacket. It was study leather, wasn't it? But you didn't have the ski pants and stuff with the lightweight things. As a child, I wore those knitted leggings.
Oh my, really?
Absolutely. And Red River type coat. You know what a Red River coat looks like?
I'm
sure. Well, they were navy blue and they had hoods and they were trimmed in red. They had red leggings and red mittens and red toots. Oh, and it's all the same.
Oh my God.
And they would get absolutely covered with snowballs.
Oh,
it'd be difficult to be mobile. Well, you know, they had that sticky wet snow. You come in your mittens are caked and your legs are caked with soap with the snow. And And then you'd hang them on the radiators and drip, drip, drip. First of all, you'd bang them against the door outside.
One thing,
I think he must have had two pairs because he couldn't possibly only have one. It wouldn't be dry enough for to go out in the afternoon, you know.
Well, but it wouldn't be easy to go out and dance once a day.
I know. Hang all over the radiators.
And did you wear a double layer, didn't
you? Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. You didn't have any snow mitts and stuff like that. They had knitted leggings. The boys didn't. They wore sort of plus four things. Like a knee sock. RCS uniforms were like that.
Okay.
They didn't have long straight pants. They had knickers like with socks that came up to the knees. In school and out of school.
Oh my heavens.
Well, I'm sure they wore long underwear underneath them in those days. In the wintertime, I don't know. I'd have to ask my brother about them.
Did you
ever go to the carnival? I certainly remember them, but I have no idea ever being what I ever wore to one of them.
Don't remember what you dressed up as.
No, I have no idea. Certainly remember them. We used to slide down what we called Donald's Hill, you know, coming down to the bridge. On our sleds and things. There weren't many cars in those days. We had to get off the road. Now that bridge, before the bridge, I think it's 1934 or 5, that bridge, the cement one is there now, but before that was a steel bridge. And I certainly remember when they built that bridge. Most people lived here then. And I think they were so few cars. Most people in Los Angeles went to town on the train to work. My father did drive, and that was really bad, and he had to take things. But there were chains on the tires in those days. You know what chains were?
Oh, yes. But I probably think you remember it, but I know those things. About the Russell Commons, I have a question about that. What's the house located where it is now?
Yes.
It's
exactly the same.
Is it the same building?
Same? No, no.
No,
that's new.
I see. Well, is it pretty much the same layout or is it?
No, I would say it's in exactly the same way. For instance.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely the same place. But the house is definitely new. There's a wooden shack over there.
Yeah.
The floors are all cut up and skids and stuff. They're in really terrible shape after all those kids and skates.
Was the shack a lot bigger?
No. My, I would say not quite as wide, maybe a little bit longer. That's just a big limit. I certainly remember. To me, this is new. Absolutely new.
Yes,
I have no idea how many years it's been here, but it's new to me.
Yes, I suppose. Okay. Do you remember any bad things that happened around the
world? There was a train wreck. It was in the early 30s, you must have heard about that.
Well, I've heard that very many. Which one are you thinking of?
I can remember there was masses of coal, and but my brothers would remember that better than I do.
Apparently there's one where a bunch of kids were actually dropped in the ice cream, moving down there, and some of the cows, one of the cows.
On the
track? Broken their legs. Like some of the things.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, there's the princess who wrecks are just among the ones.
The forward. That's Sandy Beach, the beginning of Sandy Beach and the grandfather.
Did you ever, do you have memories of traveling or anything?
No, not really. I mean, of here, particularly because I went to Toronto to school on the train, and back and forth in the train to Toronto, Montreal, many times. But was, I hadn't traveled around the Maritimes for the same reason.
What was the train travel from that long distance like that? What were they doing?
Well, we were lucky. We used to take an overnight one in Montreal, obviously. And then I would spend the day in Montreal and get on the night train and sleep to Toronto. So it was day traveling, I'm not sure.
Do you remember riverboats?
I certainly do.
What are your memories of riverboats?
Well, those big paddle wheels and that picture with a guide camp on the
riverboat.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it was a majestic or waterfall.
What would you do on a riverboat, or what would they,
we just sat outside and enjoyed it, and I don't have any wind on. I think that was the only time I've ever went on a riverboat.
Really?
To feel
like that. Really? Yeah. Well, I think, and they just said you can't go to the back of the boat, so
Well, no, they did a lot of, that's the how they shipped. They wouldn't, you know.
So they
came back
had a useful
from the farmers,
purpose.
It came back to the city, but that was not everything. Certainly, that was how they traveled. But there wasn't even the roads weren't that good, and you didn't have that many big tractors. Everything was done by riverboats.
Isn't that
interesting?
Yeah. Oh, so they just had a purpose.
Oh, very definitely a purpose. Transport people and goods.
Mm-hmm. I didn't realize they had that much of, I didn't know they still filled such a need. I thought they were more enjoyable. Okay. You swam a lot of your children when they were out there.
I swam every day.
Every day.
Down at the wharf here.
Well, just
because of the yacht, I wasn't that fancy in my day. We started to be all ready to swim out the wharf.
And
we swam there every day.
Yeah.
And before I learned to swim, I used to go stand against it. But once I learned to swim, we were always on the wharf.
A lot of people there, a lot of time. Well,
because they all are ages. Mm-hmm. Late 20s and 30s, 30s. And really up until the war, Second World War, people were so certain.
What kind of games did you play at the war?
Well, I remember games at the war, playing food. It was just a place to hang out. And the tennis was played in that field all the time. Crazy games. The kick the can was one of our favorite games.
And what were the rules of kick the can?
I have no idea. Some poor soul was it. I don't remember how we got to be it, but
you picked somebody new to be it.
We probably say eeny, meeny, miny, moe kind of a thing to get the person who was it to begin with. And then everybody ran away and hid. The person who was it had to find them or see them even. And of course, they couldn't stay right on the can, they had to move around. Well, the idea is that if you could get back before the other person could get back to the can, you kicked it. And then, say, there were five of you playing, mm-hmm. and there's three people who have been caught. And this guy has to hit the can and say, I see you, and hit the can, and then you were caught. But in the meantime, the fourth person, if he could get there and kick the can, then everybody was free again. So the poor soul that was in had to find everybody again. That was the point of the exercise.
What?
Was to kick the can, and everyone was free.
So it's like a hide-and-go-seek, but you get escaped again. Isn't that interesting? Now I never knew.
Well,
I know. Kick the can, I'm ashamed of myself.
Well,
I'll play hide-and-seek, but I
guess it's in the wintertime. When we have one of those rains and you get the crusty snow on top and soft snow underneath, we would have squares and we would make try to make igloos, or even if we just marked out rooms, we would just have these houses on the field. We played in that field, and my brothers and what my guys had, they built a camp at the bottom of the garden, bottom of the back of the field. It got bigger and bigger, and we even got an upstairs and downstairs.
Oh, my heavens.
It finally burned down, I'm not so sure, but anyway. Well, we'll tell you about that. But we had, I can remember that we had an earthquake in the winter when we were playing with the snow out there.
Oh, you did?
And it shook our little igloo type things down all the way home.
That's a pretty scary thing.
Anyway.
And who would you play with? Your brother?
No. I played with the Mackay girls and the Cone Mackay and his sister John. And Bill Mackay, Malcolm Mackay, who lived on the other side of the Mackay. We were surrounded by the guys who were the left and the right.
So
we were completely surrounded by the guys, not the family that I really grew up with, and you know, the family that I grew up
with. Okay, now, you have an interesting story about a house that was almost lost on the first day of the fire engine arrived.
Well, my father and Mr. Crosby, after they built their houses, all the around houses, and now they decided they needed a fire engine. The day the fire engine arrived, we put into Mr. Crosby's garage. We had a big fire in our basement. My father called Mr. Crosby and said, bring that fire engine. He couldn't believe him at first, but he realized he was serious.
He thought it was a drill?
That house.
Well, good thing they saw it, they saw ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So it saved the house.
Mm-hmm.
That thing surprised me, thought this was a drill or a trick or something.
I couldn't believe it when my daughter's home that night.
Okay. The Kennedy house.
Well, the Kennedy house was always there. And all the old ladies sat in the veranda, watched it all grow up and walked back and forth. Down to the wharf and up to Diggles.
That veranda was a gossip center, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I'm getting the impression of
that.
It. Yeah. It was quite there.
Yeah. Oh, it was great stuff. It was marvelous.
Did you ever use a taxi service at Arthur Kennedy?
Well, we always had a car, so not too often. I'm sure we did at some point or other. Mm-hmm. Not if I did.
Okay.
Well, that's a very vague memory, I must admit, but I certainly remember there were cows in the common.
Yeah, how many would you think would be there?
Yeah, I couldn't tell.
Quite a few, or two or three, or one?
Well, my memory would be not too many, or five of them, or there could have been many more, some kind of art.
Yeah.
I don't remember, really. Just remember they were there.
They were there. Okay. Now, you have a lot of memories of Jeff Pierce's blacksmith shop. You were telling me.
Well, because there's only a few doors coming, he went to watch him do the shoeing of horses for years. The children were there all the time. And there was a marvelous man because he must have been a terrible nuisance to him, but he never shooed his away.
And he'd help you out.
He had to fix a bicycle or a tricycle or something. He'd start him, he'd put it in shut and throw it.
Did he ever fix anything besides for bicycles and horseshoes? Like, did he sort of furniture or something he'd steal otherwise?
I don't have any memory of doing anything like that.
A lot of people I've talked to have mentioned the smell of this stuff.
Oh, well.
Like, it's all the neat, interesting smell. It probably be pretty musty, correct?
Horses do what horses do, and it was pretty high that way.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, it was just a smell that we were born with. We were so used to it.
A lot of people like to remember. I find that Dr. Menton had a very lot of things, like all the combinations, you know, how worn it would be.
Well, roaring fire going, you could bend the horses, and bang, bang, bang.
Okay. Now, you were another with the family.
Right.
How old were you when you first?
I was in grade one in public school, and then on, I was another with.
Okay. Now, you probably have lots of memories of Miss Skinner.
Yes, I certainly did.
And you probably have a lot of memories of people, you know.
Well, you know,
school.
It's such a strict school on those days because the boarders and the amusement class and stuff. But when we were daycare, we were sent home and we didn't go back again to play games or anything like that.
No, it was very serious.
Well, they were always afraid we were going to bring drinks.
I heard that, and you had a red ribbon.
You had to wear a red ribbon around your arm if you had a cold. And after that, I got worried you had to wear a surgical mask.
Oh,
no. Didn't tell you that?
No.
Oh, yes. A surgical mask. You had to wear it all the time you used to. And you got a cold. And then some red ribbons.
So was that, now, was that that, is this over the years, or is this what, or was this how worse the cold progressed that you would wear certain?
No, I think it got to the point where the red ribbon wasn't enough, so you had to wear the mask, try to indicate that it
was. Isn't that enough?
I don't know how long it carried on after I left, because I left in 37.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know, from there on in,
I've never heard it surgical mask. I've heard that she'd like to take people like Friday.
Oh, yes, it was such a good.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
And I heard that you got a lot of music exposure.
Well, I certainly had a lot of piano lessons. I had a few.
Did you?
Yeah. And Wayne and me, in the old building, I'm from there. Had cubicles of piano in the whole side.
Oh, really?
Upstairs, and poor Grandpa Mackay really went crazy listening to all those pianos. We can hear them in our house, which is right across the street.
Sure.
But he was the one that really went nuts.
He was so sick of it.
There. I don't know how many rooms of pianos there must have been. Six or so.
In other words, it's like a band then, or was it
no,
just piano?
No, it was a piano.
You had, I guess Netherwood had a lot of visitors, important visitors, like interesting visitors that Mrs. Stone had.
Having always been a day girl, we were not that involved in school. We really weren't.
Well, I probably had the choice, too, didn't you? At home? You were lucky enough,
too. Too many tourists.
Isn't that interesting that, you know, how the borders of the sun is involved? You could see because they were living around, but.
Oh, it was mostly because you didn't want to bring the germs. I barely put up with it to come to students.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Yeah, that surprises me that, you know. But, you know, I've heard, you know, in her own mind, you know, she felt that, you know, she was scared for the people that she was responsible for.
Yes, I'm sure that was what it was. It was very unfortunate, you know. The boys do, the girls do, so you get together and they say.
No, you saw them at church and you saw them at the end
of
the year, the closing day.
Well, of course, you were all the gay boys. But we were allowed to go to the RCX junior dance, but the boys were for the year they graduated.
Oh, no way.
No, heavens no.
So all the younger kids who were lived around here could, but the people who,
the ones
the younger boarders.
Girls, we could go.
Oh,
nice. I said it was 12 or 13. But not the Netherwood girls, not the boarders. Not until they really graduated.
Well, there were some advantages to being a day girl, then, I can see.
That's right. The fact that if you wanted the boarders, she did not want you back in the school.
Yes, she was very strict in her ideas, wasn't she? And I guess...
Because Sue Mackay did it.
Oh, did she?
She was born with her family and living in Montreal in the winter that year, and she went to the junior dance and did not go back to England.
Well, that's correct, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. She was supposed to be a character, but generous to that school.
Awesome.
And she wanted to have them. Yeah. Anyway.
They're
just stupid. Because they were always trying to peek in the windows.
The boys were?
Yeah, the boys.
Yeah.
Day boys, mostly. Right?
I suppose, but and for they, those,
but
you're not allowed,
they were not allowed to buy anything in Diggle's store because the RCS boys were always in Diggle's store buying candy and pop and stuff. They had to go to Fairvale, a little corner store up there, to buy anything. They were never allowed to go into the stores in Alaska because the RCS boys were people. And those are only the graduating about the reason why they do that, I think.
Well, as you get older, there's a lot of rights you seem to achieve. Basic rights, I would take for granted.
Yeah,
roll over the
grave.
That's actually the other thing I can say, but I think that's funny, you know. The very thing that she thought was very important turned around.
Yeah, it was like that in all the boarding schools, really, pretty well.
No, she wasn't a
good one. Well, she was the worst.
Extremely,
yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely. I don't know if this is some boring for you, but we didn't think we were expecting myself. This is more of a day school than a boarding school anyway. I don't know how many boarders, probably 80 or so boarders, but it's 300 or 100. Mm-hmm. So most of those people got close.
I know that in church, when
people
right,
yeah,
go
to church with a negative girl. Oh.
Yes, but no, that's not, but you must have seen it take place. They weren't even on the side.
No, they're over on one side of the street, and we're over on the other side.
Could you sit anywhere you'd like, or is there a section for you?
I could sit anywhere because it was a good
place.
We were not, with the son, actually, that's true.
Not sponsored. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a point where, that she probably prevented a lot of things that could have been done, but on the other hand,
That
must be stories on that thing when you come out of it. Tell me about this green bench. Do you know anything about our green fence and bench and what went on there?
There's a place that you could get out early and sun yourself. But you see, I was never there for any of that. That was in the afternoon, the boarders.
Oh, the boarders were the ones that were involved with that. Oh, I see. You went straight home. So what hours did you go to school?
It was always just in the morning.
9 to 1, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
I see. And so, tell me what your typical day would be like. You'd have chapel in the morning.
I know it wasn't any different. It was just done. We had a big chapel, but they didn't have a chapel. I know that Senior Hall was where they did it.
And
I don't remember being involved in anything to do with Christmas too.
Okay. So we'll just take basically Christmas out there. Would you have a gym class then?
Yes. We were not involved in that. Involved in any of the games in the afternoon when we made those games. We were not involved.
Mm-hmm.
Any of the games.
Would you be allowed to go back up and play the games?
I don't think so.
Oh, no.
That changed, I know. Certainly, but certainly when I was there, we did not change anything to the street. We were allowed to go to parties that they had. We danced with the girls all dance together.
Really?
Absolutely. And we used to have a traffic pool, a Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
The traffic came from Benoni, so I'm 16. And the huge pot that I can remember.
Really?
Yeah, and we pulled and pulled until we got to the right consistency.
Oh my heavens, that's an idiot
memory.
I've heard of the traffic pool.
Well,
we
had them
on
Halloween.
Now, the boys ever tried to come up and try to take them out, or were they being so much trouble to get?
They were chewed away.
Were they? Those boys, I guess Halloween was one of their favorite times to get
Well,
after the girls.
They did all kinds of things. Yeah, sure it was. But being a day girl, I could be out on the street afterwards.
Yeah, you weren't involved with all that.
No, we just found doorbells and we didn't scream shell out and stuff like that. You know, we just expected something. We only went to a few houses. It wasn't a big deal. The big deal was to see what the boys were going to do.
The pranks they were going to
play.
Yeah. That was the treat out of Halloween.
Yeah.
But you did have a gym class as well as the, I know that you took the day girl board and wrote a lot of my and stuff, but you, even as you built into Christian, there was a day gym as well.
Yes.
What sports would you be into? Would there be certain ones that would be off guys or not?
No, we would play volleyball on the wooden court.
Mm-hmm. Where would they be?
They would be behind the school. And what we did, California, you know, it had ropes that we had to climb. Stuff in the wintertime, you couldn't get out through those other plants, and it was up again all over the wooden floor. It would dry quickly because the water would run down between the boards. But, we just did exercise.
And what about a hockey team? Did they have a hockey team?
I don't remember. I was not involved in it.
So the day they earned the borders would be
I don't remember them, but they didn't have a roof. No, I don't think they ever had hockey. They had field hockey maybe, but sports were not a big thing. It's really mostly tennis and volleyball.
Being outside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They had a cottage in Elton Fair there that they walked through a lot.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Just and I had a cottage in Fairwell on the river. Mm-hmm. And they could line up and walk up there.
Now, would you go with the baby?
No.
We're
not involved in anything.
Nothing.
We're involved in myself. I don't think anybody there until I grew up. So my grandma was one summer over there. So I think I was ever there in the girls' home.
That's the problem. You can get it with such a distinction.
Absolutely.
What about teachers? How does teachers? Is it Miss Cooper? I'm sorry. Miss Cooper.
I don't think I ever had her.
What was she like, or what did she do? What
did she do? Sort of a Miss Cooper. But her father was a real assistant to Miss
Cooper.
English. But the name of it that we had. But, Mr. Cullen, in particular, his memory, the Cullen who wrote, he still writes, still alive.
Oh, my.
His famous book of Veronica Rising was a person who had that.
I've heard stuff.
Well, but I can't remember this morning.
What were the teachers like, and what were they? How were they conducting themselves? I mean, most of the teachers were all very nice. They were, you know, most of them were not really teachers. No, they didn't have any kind of training. They would have a university degree, but they were not necessarily teaching.
I
know that a lot of people are in RCS campus, but it's been growing the need to put up the skinning things at the chapel. So that would the people who try it, in other words, maybe be kind of trying to do some skinning, which is just really, really, really having a skin of working with the theory that way, would do it.
No, I didn't think so.
They were just, they knew the subject and they tried their best to teach it.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, where would Buddha come from? How far and how?
Well, there were a lot. There used to be a whole carload of train cars from Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
And from Halifax, which was the beauty of state of Maine, but really. But really, the big car came from Montreal.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And Halifax.
Oh, that's interesting to know. Depression.
Well, especially when you're pretty fortunate, you know, so that went. But I certainly remember the poor souls walking the streets and coming in looking for somebody to cut wood or do something for a meal. And giving a meal. And so we really had much more of a choice, but we had people who did that sort of thing. But you know, many of us hobos, as we used to call them, which is a terrible name. They were just perfectly decent people, completely down and out, looking for any kind of work.
I admire the lady who, you know, they really wanted to work for us, so they wouldn't expect it. They would come and try and find something to do.
And they were so unhappy at having to do this. Trains, under the trains, on top of the trains, across Canada, looking for work. Really unbelievable.
It is. I'm so happy.
No welfare, that's for sure.
No, there wasn't. Thinking a little happier, Dr. Peters, you must have a lot of comical or funny little things. Is this anything you remember?
Oh, I can remember just being a doctor in the village, you know.
You knew everybody.
Always a little scruffy looking.
Was he? Too busy to take the time.
Mother would always tell him that, now you can wash your hands before you come. He would check your patients and have the measles and all those chicken pox and such things. Get the whooping cough.
He was a very effective doctor. This is
a
lot of
country doctor.
Really, 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 really,
really, really, really, really, really, really, really, really, really,
really, really, really, really, really, really, really, really, really, really, really, really, really, really, really,
really, really, really, really, really, really, really, really,
really, I got the subject there for a birth or what have you. I remember him very, very well.
We were involved in Myra Jackson's dance.
I was at the Blanchette place.
Oh, and tell me what went on there. What was that like?
It was sort of a big living and team dig at the time. All the furniture was sort of pushed back. Chairs. They taught us how to dance.
How interesting. That's something that's kind of fun.
I'm trying to remember. It was probably on a Friday night or something like that.
And how old did you go there? What year was it?
I would say that probably 13 or 14. It didn't go on very long. It might have been only 1 year, probably was.
But it's a pretty big event when everybody learns to dance, I imagine.
Yeah. First with dances, we had to down at the Boathouse.
Did you have dances at the Boathouse?
Oh, did we? Every Saturday night.
Really?
We had all kinds of fancy dress dances, pajama dances, where everybody went in their pajamas.
Oh, that's an interesting side of Rossi. Rossi isn't, they kind of funny. They weren't interested about that.
You haven't heard about the pajama dances?
No, this is the first for me to hear about that.
Oh, the orchestra consisted of local boys who brought a taste of saxophone. Fresh rock played. George Foster played the drums, and he was on piano. Different people were on piano.
How wonderful!
He just had the gang, you know.
That's really
nice.
Well, that's
so
funny, but
it was
nice.
Great
so,
fun.
Yeah,
it wasn't. I suppose some people had beer out
there,
but maybe you
can involve
anything
like
the teenagers. Well, recently, it was so sad. Well, we just had a really decent, good time. They had the Boathouse has about changed now.
Oh, what was the Boathouse like?
Well, it was Back Friday.
Was it?
No, I guess it wasn't Back Friday. They moved to Back Friday, but it was a big green thing.
Really?
And they had the boys changed upstairs in the attic of the Boathouse. And then there was a wing at the back where the girls came, their clothes.
So why did you see them?
From India.
Oh, that was our shirt. Oh, yeah.
We all went down in our clothes, took our bathing suits.
Okay. And was it just like a big open space in the middle?
And the boats were kept, you know, many boats in those days. Mm-hmm. were kept in underneath the building.
Mm-hmm.
And then the big room upstairs is where we had our dances.
Oh,
which is still the main kind of living room, I guess. You know, they didn't put it down. But one room was very high effective. It was floating away.
Really?
And I got pictures of it. Unfortunately, not here.
Oh, well,
this whole part, my dam in Rossley Park now, was always flooded when they built the road high and bridges. Not many bridges, but even on this one, but they had to build it there and see the boat living down there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But the part was nearly always under the water, going in and coming out.
Really?
Yeah. think of anything particularly.
Okay. Do you have any memories that you think I'm missing? Or something important that I just, of a topic that I haven't discussed? Memories that are interesting to people.
Well, did I know where we used to have fairs in the Commons? Did you talk about that?
I've heard that.
They had the Highland Dancers and so on and so forth, and we used to raise money for war effort. They were very successful and very popular because they went on many, many years after the war, the Highland Dancers. That's not that long since then. You don't remember me? I guess it's longer than I thought.
But that's pretty interesting. Now, what, I know the Common was kind of named after the Common, well, it wasn't named after, but it was instilled because of the England type of Common.
Yeah, if they had them in the village, basically.
Does England have Highland dancing, I think, for an honor, or was that just brought in from somebody
around
here?
In Scotland still have a lot of Highland dancing, the things that even other places. That's why they still have some around here too, but not in
Oxford. Highland dancing in Washington is not as popular.
They also have the caber toss and the ring toss and all those things that they do in those
carnivals, like
no,
it's
all part of Scottish
games. Oh, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
What would people do? They'd go down and they'd watch and you would just eat? Would you bring
oh, sure, there would be. Well, I guess it's the village people sold sandwiches and hot dogs and stuff. All part of making money during the war, for you.
Well, Ralphie did its own little part. Isn't that nice?
Yes, it
is.
Or a fire, so my biggest memory of a fire is when the Allison has been done. It's like the crazy. Okay.
And I heard that they didn't
always play the piano. They got out on the lawn and somebody played it. Because a lot of the people, I was pretty young at that time, but my sisters was up to dance the golf club, and they were all coming home at this particular time. I was in my teens and I ran down to see it because I could see it from our house. And in fact, I think we almost got there before the fire engine, but the people who came from the dance at the golf club, they got the piano out and somebody played the piano all the time.
Oh, my
goodness.
The
fire was going on.
Can you imagine?
No.
I guess the ICS boys were helpful. Tried to be. But the heart was in it, in the fact that they so often come to fires and try to help get things out of the
heart. Yeah, I don't remember the medicine involved in and everything, but that's all we have to have to
have.
They often wait for years before we buy it. Mm-hmm. Let them back every time.
True.
Marathon, they're always a
marathon. I've heard that, and I do agree with it. Well, thank you very much for your time. Most appreciate it.
There's still a lot more to get than the literature, too. But they sailed and made it on ice for
I've heard that they do. We both.
Yeah.
Okay.